It's Download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. Let's carry out. Here are today's top stories. Springfield legislative leaders have emerged from their all-day closed-door, possibly steam-roomed meetings to put out statements that school funding is fixed forever. All right, so what's in it? What's the compromise? Do we have vouchers now? What? School choice? What's the word with pension pickups? TIFs? Budget? Teachers? Chalkboards? We get new library books? What's happening? Anything? School funding is fixed! The leaders gave a big old no comment and won't say a word about it till they're back in session on Monday, so a big old hurry up and wait. The Illinois way. But Mayor Emanuel was like the kid who can't keep a secret and just, like Kristen Wiig's character on SNL, surprise! Or like Robin Robinson talking Kris Kringle. Remember that? The mayor says it's great for Chicago, but mostly because we're going to pay for it. So there you go. Yay, school funding is fixed. The question will be whether or not this new funding agreement will satisfy Governor Rauner. Speaking of Governor Rauner, he had a weird press conference today with Democrat Representative LaShawn Ford from Chicago. First, it was all about ending the cartoon that the Illinois Policy Institute put out, right? Then it was about not being racist. And then Ford asked Rauner to apologize, and he said no, he didn't write the cartoon. So, all right, there we are. I think I summed it up. Yeah, like I said, weird press conference. Rauner fired four members of his communications staff last night after they put out the bizarre statement to the press. The statement essentially said that Rauner had nothing more to say about the racist cartoon because he was a white man. You know that old trope. Nothing to see here. Of course, that was rolled back. Rauner then axed the crew that were behind it. 37 days and the controversial communications team, once dubbed the best in America, is out. In other words, local Scaramucci without the crisp shirts and the foul mouth. So what now? Well, are there any former generals that could come run the governor's office? Maybe one of the guys who ran the Coast Guard ship off a Navy pier? Something like that? Or why don't we just let Diana Rauner do it? You know, let her do it out in the open for a change? Works for me. Alderman Amaya Pawar is running for governor, and he said one of the things he would change if elected is the name of Columbus Day. Yep. We'd keep the holiday, but we'd change the name from Columbus Day to Indigenous Peoples Day. Strong choice of issues to take on in the state of Illinois right now. Don't get me wrong. I'm down with rewriting the Columbus history. Lots of stuff we missed there about how he treated the New World. But you know what? I got an idea. Let's make a deal. All right. You have my support if you make Indigenous Peoples Day a two-day holiday, Monday and Tuesday, right? I'll support your issue, and that's not an issue right now, but I'll support it in exchange for one extra day off. We got a deal? And how about $200 million in pension relief? Deal? What? I didn't say anything. No, we're good. That's how you do politics in Illinois. Anyway, wouldn't that be good? I'd be okay with a name change for Columbus Day if they gave us a Monday and a Tuesday. Now we're talking. And while we're at it, let's go ahead and rename Balbo Drive. The mayor's open to it. Everyone understands that maybe naming a street after a fascist has run its course. I think it's high time to change the name, and due to its proximity to Soldier Field, I say we rename it Mark Bortz Drive. Bortz is close enough to Balbo, right? Bortz doesn't get enough credit for holding down the interior of the 85 Bears offensive line. Bortz sounds awesome when the lady from Google Maps says it. In 100 feet, turn left on Bortz Boulevard. No? I think it's a good idea. Done. I'm making changes. You like this? It's a wheel deal kind of carry out tonight. Rapper Joey Badass, great name by the way, canceled his Midwest tour dates, including tonight in Chicago. No official reason, but some sources say that Joey hurt his eyes during the eclipse. I'm not making this up. Yep, he decided against using the glasses, and then he went to Twitter to complain about sunspots, and then abruptly canceled the week. Not so much of a badass now, eh, Joey? Maybe your new rap name should be Joey Scarred Retina. But still, the two R's would still be dollar signs, so that works out. In weather, it's fine here, right? But possible hurricane hitting Texas this weekend, pay attention to that. In sports, the Cubs are going for a sweep in Cincinnati. They've just dominated, and all signs point to finishing off the Reds tonight with Jake Arrieta on the mound. Chris Bryant back at the old hot corner after his hand injury, his 36th hand injury of the year. Although right now the Cubs and the Reds are tied in the fifth, and the Reds are threatening. Okay, we'll see about that. But, I mean, look at it this way. The Cubs should win tonight. Then they go to Philly to take on the Phillies. Then home against the Pirates and the Braves. I mean, come on. Those teams are all beatable. The Cubs right now have a 3.5-game lead over the Brewers and a 4.5-game lead over the Cardinals. Nice numbers to hear in late August. The White Sox beat the Twins in a walk-off last night. They're playing the final game of a 5-game series against the Twins. 5-game series? This right here is the closest the Sox are going to get to a playoff environment. Right? So tonight, game 5, Twins, Sox, August. The Sox throw Derek Holland. Holland is 6-13 with a 6.28 ERA. I mean, perfect. Perfect for a game 5 showdown. He's given up 14 runs in his last 4-plus innings. Again, the guy you want on the mound for this faux playoff matchup. At this point, can we trade Holland for a new hot dog special? Like a braised beef sandwich or something? Like, if we can't get prospects, can we at least get lunch? The Bears are back at Halas Hall today. Jordan Howard back in the field after missing last week's game with an eye injury, not Eclipse related. Other injuries today, Bears safety DeAndre Houston Carson. Great name. Got a back issue. Linebacker Sam Acho has a bum ankle. And defensive lineman Jonathan Bullard didn't practice with a glute. Glute? Isn't that your butt? Huh. Is that what football players say when they're constipated? Got a glute issue. Questionable for Sunday. I got a problem with my glute. Here's a story local for you. Highland Park, word comes out that they're canceling their tackle football program for 5th to 8th graders. Just not enough kids signed up. Parents are concerned about head injuries. Yeah, you think? I'm full of suggestions tonight, right? How about you go ahead and kill the tackle football program, but replace it with lawn jarts, right? You could use the same helmets that you were using to protect the kids, but you don't have to. But now it's lawn jarts, so you don't have to worry about concussions, right? Did I just fix kids' sports? I think I did. Look at me tonight. I'm a problem solver. And finally tonight, Southern Illinois officials, my favorite officials, have estimated that 200,000 people traveled to Southern Illinois for the eclipse. So if you're doing the math, carry the one, multiply by four, then you get to that dumb stat that CNN loved to tell us, that American businesses lost $700 million in productivity. How did they even arrive at that number? I have a question. How much does the guy that compiles that stat get paid, right? Did he skip the eclipse? I mean, because he probably could have been more productive, right? Did he actually lose productivity by figuring out how much we lost in productivity? Couldn't you spend your time looking into who made that meme that the president retweeted? Can't wait for the CNN special this weekend. Memes, are they killing you? They are. All right, that's the carryout for August 24th, 2017. We don't have memes for the carryout. We do have fries, which are like memes, but saltier. All right, coming up, let's talk about our water supply. We know we got water in the Midwest, but are we treating and managing our supply well? Some say we're not. Have that conversation coming up at 8 o'clock. Martha Bain, she's the editor of the Rust Belt Chicago Anthology. It's the download, 720 WGN. Stay with us.